The Ramen Noodle, episode 84, is brought to you by Diddy Pops. We don't know what they are, but they got a really cute name. Check it out at Diddy Pops, wherever they are on the internet. Maybe you should Google it. Check out Diddy Pops, because Diddy Pops are awesome, and they have a really weird name. We're sponsored by Diddy Pops. I'm just going to keep saying it over again. Diddy, 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 Pops. Whoever they are, whatever it is, whatever it's on my list. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 84.
Your body can bring ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clean Comedy Podcast, The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis. Joining me in the studio in his very customary shorts, almost wintertime, and sandals is my co-host, Jeremy.
It was 69 degrees when I left the house. Now it's 65. They are perfectly fine.
But last night it was freezing.
And almost. I wasn't wearing shorts.
Okay, we'll move on from there. And also joining us in the studio is my wife, for whom I'm cuckoo for cocoa host. My wife, Jenny.
Interesting.
Interesting.
We decided I'm the cocoa host because Jeremy is a co-host, so I'm the cocoa host.
And it fits really well because Jenny likes chocolate.
Yes, I do.
So she can relate with the whole cocoa thing.
So we have ramen noodle and cocoa.
Yes, the cocoa noodle.
No, that sounds not good.
And again, anyone who is listening to us and wondering, why am I hearing these guys instead of what I'm used to? It's because we've taken over and we own the internets now.
Both sorry, of them. Yeah. But also not sorry.
Yeah, no. But we are happy to have you listening to us, and we hope that you stick around. If you want some more information, we released a little welcome message, like 4-minute message a couple episodes ago where you can go and hear us.
So stop listening to your podcast in reverse chronological order, or you'd know what was going on.
Yeah. It's kind of like reading the index before you read the book. Because it's like, spoiler alert, they're going to mention this particular keyword on page 45.
Yeah.
You never want to read the index before it.
Most things with spoilers don't have indices.
The Bible has an index.
Spoilers.
A while back, do you remember the Bible spoilers?
Your mom has an index.
That I was doing a while back.
I do.
Yeah, that little campaign on Twitter. I started Bible spoilers.
That was forever ago.
Yeah, that was like years. I was planning to turn it into a website and whole online campaign, and then just change my
Instead,
mind.
Instead, it was a 5-person meme. Just kidding. Some of them were pretty funny.
Yeah.
Some of them were not funny.
Judas is the betrayer. Spoiler. Anyway, on to this episode as we share funny stuff that's happened within the last week. Jeremy, how about you start us off?
All right. Well, this story may not be so clean.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. You know who our audience is, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Everyone will be laughing at me. So, well, you'll understand. No need to hide your kids or your wives or any such thing like that. It's a different kind of dirty. I was going to small group, which, for those not familiar with the concept, is sort of like a...
Not a big group.
Right. There you go. Yes. It's one of my church's small groups. It's just a Bible study during the week. So you can actually know some people in a place that's not so big. And the funny thing is, it actually meets in within walking distance of my house. And I've walked there several times. But this particular night, I rode with a friend who had come to my house before the meeting. And I get out of the car, and I'm walking the short distance up the street to the house that I'm going to. And another person comes driving up. And I wanted to get out of his way so that he could park, because I was in sort of the last good spot on the street to park near the house. So I step off the pavement onto the grass. Or so I thought. Instead, my foot sank. There was a gigantic splash, and I was afraid to look down. Somehow.
Never look down. You fall in if you look down.
I was right next to these people's mailbox. I don't even know how this... I still don't know how this was possible. And I was wearing my customary shorts and flip-flops. It was a nice day. And somehow, between the grass and the curb, somehow, there was a foot-sized mud pit. Somehow, I step in, and I had just been commenting, too, on a couple of new cars, saying, hey, we have new people in the group that I don't know already. And then I really stepped in it. It splashed all the way up my leg, up my pant leg of my shorts, all over my other leg and my other foot, both feet covered in mud, both legs covered in mud. I wasn't even fit to go in the house.
There, it was their junk mail spilling out of their mailbox that made that hole.
So yeah, I had to go up, and then our hostess had to tell me where the upstairs bathroom was, and I had to go stand in the bathtub. I had to clean my feet off with paper towels as good as I could, and go upstairs and get in the bathtub and rinse my legs and my feet off. And yeah,
that's when you just say to them, I was in the process of taking a mud bath when I decided to come to small group and forgot to finish washing off the mud. It heightens the elasticity, you know?
That's exactly what I said.
Now go and get me some Cheerios.
Some Cheerios? What? So yeah. And then I even used some soap, and so I figured my feet probably smelled like melon for the rest of the night.
Melon.
I don't know if anybody could smell my feet, but if they could, they probably smelled good.
It's better than getting one of those really floral smelling soaps.
That's true.
Lavender or something.
That's true.
You never see Axe body spray announce a lavender flavor.
Flavor.
Yeah. Of course.
I hope they don't have anything flavor. Have you tasted any Axe body spray?
Well, they've got this other stuff like Old Musty or whatever it is. What? And like spring, living springs of water. And
those don't sound like
Old Spice
Axe names.
And stuff.
And Old Spice is a completely cinnamon. Different line, but keep going.
Yeah, whatever.
So, yeah. So I washed my own feet at small group, but my hostess washed my shoes, so it was kind of a biblical example, I guess. Speaking of them, this is the first time I've worn my flip-flops since that day, and they're leather, and they feel kind of scratchy because they were wet.
I could see the host of the small group saying that Christ's blood just washes away your sins. Just like the mud off of Jeremy's leg. Jeremy, why don't you go illustrate that again for us? What was that like?
Nobody said that.
Did you feel better after? No.
Wow. Wow.
It would make for a great illustration, though.
Maybe.
You know, the pitfalls of sin, what happens to us.
Or of getting out of the way of cars. Yeah.
Not getting junk mail in your inbox. Something like that. Jenny, what is your random noodle update?
I do not have one.
You do not have one.
Funny things must have happened to you.
Oh. Okay.
I turned my microphone to look at you.
I still don't have one.
Oh, all right.
I do have one. Jeremy turned his microphone to look at me today. That's and random. I still don't have a noodleism. I mean, noodle update.
Okay.
Ooh, maybe well, noodleism, though.
Yeah. I do have a noodleism. Yay! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why she's here. She said, I have a noodleism. I want to share it, as Jeremy then spews his hot coffee all over the place.
Sorry.
Turn the other way when you do that.
As I told my story, I completely ignored the chat room, and I looked back and saw that Doxin, as we say, says, wait, small groups, not code for AA? No. No, it's not. No. My name is Jeremy.
Yeah, Aldi's anonymous. People who are addicted to shopping at Aldi.
Yes, I know some of those people.
Aldi is one of those kinds of stores that strikes me as never making it to the 80s.
Just their branding.
Yeah.
It's a decent store.
Their logo is still like from the 70s.
But people will buy anything there and be like, it was a great price.
Their logo has bell bottoms. That's how old they are.
Wow. Their logo. Yeah, that's a good way to describe a few brands, actually.
From my past week.
Past life.
Yes. I decided to stop in and have lunch with some old coworkers of mine.
So you hung out with old people at work?
Yes. And I decided to... Former coworkers. Well, more like I'm their former...
Fowarmer.
Fowarmer. Coworker. Hey, we're in Kentucky.
Wow. Kentucky.
It's, yeah.
Anyway. This is the show where I make fun of Daniel's pronunciations of words.
Whenever I slip over them.
Whenever you speak.
And it's like stepping in a pool of mud or something.
Right.
So I went to have lunch with them, and there was some confusion about, was it that day? Were we actually coming? And, well, yeah, we did. But so we show up, we have lunch, and I mentioned to one of the guys that, oh, I need to drop some stuff off here with a couple people.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Probably, but let's not digress.
Okay.
So I decide to just, you know, I've worked at this company for many years. So, and I left on good terms and everything. So it's not like I'm on their hit list or they're on my hit list, or nobody's on anybody's hit list.
Well, that's good. I mean, hit lists are kind of wrong and illegal and stuff.
So I go over and we had lunch in this area, this public area. And then I go ahead and go into the office and go and drop off a couple things and then walk on out. And then as we're leaving, one of the security people comes up and says, hey, Daniel, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And he's like, he just drops all cordialness and just says, how'd you get into the office? It's like, I used to work here. Am I no longer allowed?
Your mom
here?
Let me in.
And I don't think you would have taken that well.
That would have been hilarious. Your mom let me in.
Through actually, one of your lapses in security, sir.
His mom does work there.
Wow.
I could have just said, hey, Mrs. Security Person's mom, can you let me in? And then, then I could tell him later, your mom let me in. No, I mean, like, really, she did. Call her. She let me in. But I thought it was wonderful to be welcomed with security escort there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. How did you get in the office?
I did a bad thing.
You broke a window.
Emphasis on the O in that phrase. I piggybacked on some.
I just got that one.
People will be thinking, huh? You'll get it in a minute. It's okay. Just rewind and listen again. But I do have something else to share under this. Noodles in the news. This is the Noodle Mix Network. Blah, 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 blah. All that stuff.
Blah, blah, blah. You don't say blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. I went to a conference recently and spoke at a conference and realized I wanted a video for this that would be a perfect illustration of something I was talking about. I was talking about WordPress plugins. WordPress is software you can use on your website to blog or to host a podcast. And that's what I use on my site for all of that. And there are a whole lot of plugins.
What's your website, Daniel?
I have too many to list right now. Noodle.mx, theaudacitypodcast.com, areyoujustwatching.com, cleancomedypodcast.com, djosephdesign.com, podcampcincinnati.com, and a whole bunch more.
Look, it worked. Although I was actually fishing for a shameless plug of Noodle Mix.
Oh, thank you. And there are so many plugins, 16,473 plugins at the time of my presentation. They added three during the day while I was at the conference. So I kept updating my slides because I wanted it to be absolutely up to date. And so I got this video that would illustrate for the people the importance of picking the right plugins and how many plugins there are for WordPress. And it's actually a song. And I decided this would be great to play in the podcast sometime. So I decided I'd play it this time for our Noodles in the News segment. This is from Sesame Street.
Yes, my friends, the iPogo can do anything.
Anything?
Oh, yeah.
If you want to comb your cat, there's an app for that.
Oh.
If you have to fix a flat, there's an app for that. Need a word that rhymes with that?
Map.
Or a place to hang your hat? Got a chimp who likes to chat.
Oh.
There's an app for that. If your butter needs a pat, there's an app for that.
Cuts
if
the butter straight.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
There's an app for that.
Ooh. Gotta practice singing scat.
This is a pogo stick, by the way.
Wanna meet a boy named Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt. Nice to meet you.
Count to 10 Choo. In no time flat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There's an app for that.
Ooh, that guy in the background should not have danced that way. Just saying.
Actually, he's quite funny to watch if you watch his eyes he's dancing, because it looks like he's looking at something that's a couple miles away as he's dancing, just kind of hypnotized by the Sesame Street characters.
It's maybe probably... that's how they get people to show up to work at Sesame Street.
You are getting very sleepy.
Nice to meet you.
Very Sesame. When I snap my fingers.
You will pretend to be a puppet just like all the other puppets.
And you will talk like Yoda, except in proper grammar.
What?
Anyway, we'll have a link to that. Actually, we'll have that video embedded in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/84. So you can check that out. There's an app for that. The iPogo.
84. Mm-hmm. Seems like we've been on 84 forever.
We've been on 84 since the start of this episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, we're almost 100.
Almost. Do you think we should do something big for when we get to 100?
Yeah, there need to be explosions.
Maybe give away a sticker or something.
Give away a sticker.
Just a sticker.
I've got Cloudflare stickers that I could give away. Or I've got the backups of old podcast episodes I could give away.
No,
you should give away a ducky.
I have coasters I could give away.
No.
From a failed project a while back.
Hey, where's that duck bathtub?
It's where'd it go? That's the thing that everybody likes to touch.
I want to touch it.
Now, if you find if you find interesting news stories that you would like to share with us, funny things or whatever kinds of things to share, then you can send those to feedback@noodle.mx. Or call in to 859-353-4332. Faye J in the chat room is suggesting that we give away a package of ramen noodles. The last time I tried to do that, the person said, "I don't want your ramen noodles. Just give them to the poor."
What?
Well, it was part of this like summer of giving away things. And I said, yeah, I'll put up a package of a box of ramen noodles that someone can win in a prize. And the person who won said, I don't want the ramen noodles. Just give them to a local food pantry. So I did.
We can give them a package of golden ramen noodles.
Those are like gold.
Yeah.
And you don't see a problem with this? Gold is very hard to find, but it doesn't last very long because if you make a pickaxe out of gold, it works really fast, but it just doesn't last very long.
That's true.
In Minecraft, at least.
I've never had one.
In real life, you can recycle the gold.
I have a diamond pickaxe.
You have an axe to pick with some diamonds?
Nope.
Or
axe to grind, but no.
Oh, okay. Here is... I need the segment for this.
Hey.
Yes.
Weren't we supposed to be in the news?
Yes. So that's why I'm about to close the news, unless you want to share some news.
None of that was news.
Some of it was.
Okay.
So that concludes the noodles and the news. There.
All right.
So now we can go on to this.
Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring. Hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
This email comes in from Scott Sturba. This is not Stud. This is some other guy.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, well, he emailed me something. This is from Scott Sturba, and he says, you guys have to try this game. It's called the Akinator. You think of a character, and then the game asks you questions, and it tries. I think he was trying to say tries.
Okay.
To guess the character. It correctly guessed Two Socks from Dances with Wolves, Mindy from Mork and Mindy, Godzilla, TJ Hooker, and Pat from Saturday Night Live. Alas, we did try the ramen noodle, but it came up with Egonator, Mike Swaim, and best of all, Ronald McDonald.
Best of all.
It thinks this game thinks I'm Ronald McDonald.
Why aren't you?
We tried Flegon, and it chose Captain Obvious.
Wow!
Protector of the already known.
Wow.
And then Steven Tabascus's unpaid intern. I don't know who that is, but he says the unpaid intern may be accurate, referring to you, Jeremy.
Well.
But it did not choose Flegon.
Whatever.
So,
I'm so confused.
So this game, I've got
this. Paid enough.
I've had this for a while on my Android phone, but apparently you can play it on the web too. And there's this little genie there. Don't worry. It's a fake genie. You don't have to worry about,
your mom's a fake
genie. What you're teaching with this thing. But it says, hello, I'm the Akinator. To start a game, click on play. So I click on play.
Okay.
And it says, think about a real or fictional character. I will try to guess who it is. Jeremy or Jenny, do either of you have someone yet?
Yeah.
Jenny? Okay, we'll go with yours. So, is your character... What is this asking?
Please type the name of your character.
Oh, my word. That would be awful. Wow, this game is amazing. I type the name of my character and it gets it right every time.
Jenny, is your character a female?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. One of the options. The options are yes, probably partially. I don't know. Probably not really. Or no. But you say yes.
Yes, I said yes. I meant yes.
Okay.
And the little smiley face there is nodding. Yes.
It's nodding?
Yep.
Is your character from a TV series?
Yep.
Is your character a teenager?
No.
Okay.
Narrows it down.
No, not the teenager. Has your character ever been married?
I don't know.
Okay. Is your character real?
No.
No's
maybe. I wish.
I already answered no. Let's keep going. We got to keep going. Does your character belong to an animated cartoon?
Yep.
Narrows it down.
Then he's not.
I'm referencing something, by the way.
Is your character an animal?
No.
Are you sure? Could be like partially animal or not really animal. Is your character black haired?
Nope.
Is your character a beautiful woman?
I think so.
How subjective is that?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, yo.
I think so.
Yes, or probably.
I'm saying yes.
Probably.
Is your character from an anime, a Japanese animation?
No.
Okay.
She speaks English.
Does your character fight?
Never.
Has your character ever appeared in a children's movie?
I don't know.
Wait, you said it's a cartoon character.
I don't know if they made a movie out of it. It's a TV show.
In a children. Okay, so children's movie. All right, no. That makes sense then. Does your character wear a helmet?
Sometimes.
Probably, I guess we would say. Sometimes?
Sometimes. Say yes.
Well, they don't wear it all the
time.
Say
yes, so because we'll... sometimes she does.
Is your character associated with fast food? The little genie is starting to look confident here.
No, she is not associated with fast food.
Now the genie is pondering. Is your character blonde?
Nope.
Is your character white?
Yep.
Is your character on a children's TV show?
Yes.
The guy is getting angry right now. Does your character have wings?
Wow, I thought that would be a much simpler question.
Sometimes.
Wow. Is your character a shapeshifter?
Is your character a slug that gets wings?
No. That's not an actual question, is it?
No. let's say probably partially.
Go ahead, say probably partially.
Or I guess I should have said don't
probably
know.
Partially.
No. Has your character been into space?
Yes.
Ooh. Whoa.
She's amazing.
Jeremy, do you have any idea who this is?
No, okay. Unless it's Tinkerbell.
I've got you stumped.
Is your character a robot?
No.
Oh, that narrows out Tinkerbell.
Oh, wait. The genie says, I think of Miss Frizzle from Magic School.
He got it.
Whoa.
Miss Frizzle.
Wow.
Wow.
I used to love Miss Frizzle. It's my favorite TV show. I still love Miss Frizzle.
That's hilarious.
Okay, now let's see if we can get Jeremy. So let's see. Jeremy, are you a female? Yes.
I'm sorry.
Probably partially. I don't
You're
know.
You're actually trying for me?
Or probably not
get
really.
Get him to guess I'm, one.
They don't know me. They don't know me.
I know people who have been put in this list. Maybe we've been put in since we got that email.
Okay. I'm going to give you one more chance to answer this question.
Are you a female? Yes, probably partially. I don't know. Probably not really.
How long have you known Jeremy?
I'm going to say no.
Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. My knuckles all agree. Good answer.
Jeremy.
That's appropriate.
Are you more than 40 years old?
No.
Okay.
People are going to know way too much about me by the end of this.
Are you real?
No.
Okay. Wait.
He almost clicked it.
Do you sing on a stage?
No.
I'm going to say no.
Sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
Are you linked with sports?
Emphatic no.
Yay.
Are you an actor?
Yes.
Ooh.
No.
Oh! Yeah. Oh!
Are you from a TV series?
No. It's totally messed up now because you clicked it.
Does your character do you mostly play in comedies?
What?
Actually, you do. So you're in. Yeah.
Oh, this is a sham.
Are you from the internet?
Yes.
Are you part of a duo?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Do you work in an office?
No.
No. Do you have facial hair?
No.
Oh, you shaved it off.
Yeah.
Are you generally hyper or energetic?
Generally?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Probably partially. I don't know. Or probably not really.
Probably partially, I would say, is a good answer.
With coffee should be a button.
Are you Asian?
No.
Are you bearded?
Didn't we?
No. Are you a podcaster?
C. It oh, there's no option for C.
No. C would be no. Or probably not really. Are you British?
Sometimes. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on YouTube?
Yes.
Really?
You uploaded a video from the car on the Wittpod Camp Cleveland.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it counts. I guess. I don't know. There's a big comical genie asking these questions.
Do you work alone?
Sometimes. Well, not on the show.
Are you one of a pair?
I'm...
Not quite.
I'm one of 18 copies of myself, actually.
Oh, genie thinks of... You are...
That's not Jerry.
Shane Dawson.
Who the?
At least it's not Fred.
Interesting.
The kid who talks like a...
Is a YouTuber.
Oh, that would be awful.
That's kind of funny.
So, you're not in there.
Genie, you're a farce and a freak. And what is that called again?
Mr. Genie. Akinator.
Okay, I just have to say that from the moment you first said that, I thought that this was going to be some stupid mobile app game wherein you...
It is a mobile app.
Pop sits. Destroying acne. Akinator. That's what I thought it was going to be. Well, what does the name really mean?
I don't know.
A stupid genie?
Yeah, it's, I guess...
Akinator? No.
It's like Acknowledge-nator.
Oh, how do you spell it?
Akinator.
Oh, that's got to be an anagram. Somebody figure it out.
We'll have a link to this, and you can play with it yourself, and maybe even get us submitted to their directory.
I want to be in there.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever find me, because nobody will ever be doing the thing thinking with me in mind.
So you can check that out in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/84.
We're getting old.
We are.
We're almost 100. What are we going to do for... Oh, we've been...
You're going to say it like an old man.
Now, if you have funny stories...
That was great. We'll see if you sound like that when you get that old.
What? You won't be able to hear me!
I think it might be the other way around. Exactly. If you have funny stuff to share with us, funny stories, jokes, pictures, videos, whatever, anything funny to share with us that's clean and you think our audience would enjoy too, send it to feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332. You can also leave a comment on the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/84. So now it's time for Jenny's debut of content that she's never given before.
Pink fluffy
unicorn.
No! Oh, whoops, wrong button.
Right.
Why?
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
Noodles it.
And this time, it will be from Mrs. the Ramen Noodle. Jenny, take it away.
The game is afoot. According to phrases.org, the game is afoot means the process is in active existence. Game, according to Wikipedia.org, means the species lawfully hunted, usually mammals, migratory or non-migratory birds, whatever. So, the next time you hear the game is afoot, I want you to think of hunting a huge foot.
I think I'm just going to hunt Daniel's foot. Dance!
This game sounds like it would stink.
Okay, yeah, right.
Have you ever played the old computer game Commander Keen?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Not so well as I remember some of its counterparts. But well, yes.
There's a spot actually where he gets a pogo stick even. Maybe Ooh. It's the iPogo. It can do anything. Well, there's this level, and by the way, this is going to be a little spoiler alert here. So if you guys are stuck on Commander Keen trying to figure out how to get to the secret level,
Commander Keen,
I think this will help you out, or you'll hate that I'm spoiling it for you.
What if this episode goes back in time?
Then we have bigger issues to worry about than spoiling Commander Keen for some people.
Well, that's true.
Well, in this level of Commander Keen, there was a spot where all of these little worms would follow you.
Ew.
And
that what still happens to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, every day. I look behind me, it's like, hey, there's a worm following me.
And when there's a lot of them, that you can hear them. That's how I imagine those little worm sounds. As they slink along, not in unison, following you. Like you're the Pied Piper of worms. But
I'm thinking of Flushed Away.
Yes.
Yeah, which that Flushed Away is part of what inspired the original theme song for the Ramen Noodle, by the way.
And by inspired, well, we'll let you figure that out for yourself.
We mean I'm pretty much did the same thing.
Oh my.
But with different lyrics.
We made it our own, yo.
Yeah.
Or you made it our own.
So anyway, these worms will follow you in the game in this particular level. And part of what you do is you get all of these worms together at the right spot in the level, and then poof, a giant foot appears.
Interesting.
Wow.
You jump on the foot and it takes you to the secret level. Huh. So the game is afoot. Jenny, what inspired that noodleism?
Sherlock Holmes.
The game is afoot.
The game is afoot, Watson.
And yeah.
I could just imagine a Gary Larson Far Side comic for these people hunting a giant foot.
I'm thinking of like a big Frankenstein looking foot. That's what I'm thinking of.
Tracks would not be hard with this foot.
Yeah. Or maybe they would. True. If it's big enough that your whole city is within it.
Whoa.
That's kind of a too big of a foot.
Yeah, that's big yeah. foot.
I'm thinking of a different foot.
Saskatchewan.
Mm-mm.
Or Saskatchewan.
Bigfoot?
Sasquatch. Sasquatch, yes. I don't know what the other one is. Maybe it's a cheese or something.
A cheese.
Athlete. Man, you'd get a really bad case of athlete's foot.
I would? Foot. The game is my foot?
Yikes.
I'm still hunting your foot with a rifle. I've got it in my sights.
So if if you have a weekly,
you can hear his brain scrolling almost.
Oh, except with the latest update to OS 10 Lion, my brain scrolls backwards. I always forget that.
Your brain runs like, on OS 10?
Yeah, OS 10 Lion. Cool. It's like I bump the top of the brain when I'm trying to go down, and so I have to switch scrolling directions when I'm trying to remember things. So it's trying to think of things in the past. I now have to think of things in the future in order to remember things in the past.
That's not true.
That's how my brain works. Ever since
well, no wonder you're having such problems.
That's why our communication isn't all that great.
I'm glad my brain's still on Windows 3.1.
Ooh, color. That's what you probably think.
Think what?
Ooh, color.
Color.
That's what I thought when I got Windows 3.1 for the first time, because I was running on DOS.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I learned how to do cool things with like batch files and making menus and startup things and all of that cool stuff.
On a geekier podcast, I could tell whole stories about batch files.
Actually, a friend of mine is launching a retro tech podcast, and I'm going to be on it sometime in November.
Not right now.
And we're going to talk about like old tech that we grew up with.
Very nice.
PC Juniors and Commodores. And he's PC older than juniors. I am.
Dumbledores.
Like, my first computer, Dumbledore.
Oh, you're right. So share your funny stuff with us at feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332.
The chat room's being gross about toe hunting and foot hunting, but I won't get into the details.
That was an awful face.
Well, one thing I do want to bring up from a point they raise in the chat room, which, by the way, we do this live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Please join us live sometime and hang out in the chat room, and you can influence the show like they are influencing, is if you catch the foot in your hunt for it, which part do you eat? And I would be worried. Would you be concerned about one of the little piggies going wee 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 all the way home?
Let's not think about eating feet. That just seems gross.
I'm with Jenny. I don't know why I was letting you suck me into this world of eating feet.
Pig's feet.
And some of them being piggies.
They have pig's feet at Jungle Gyms.
Yeah, it's an international grocery store near here.
No.
All right. So
let's let them stay there.
We're going to go get some pig's feet and duck's head and cow's snout.
And goat's ear.
And dragon's toes and bee's knees and all of that stuff. And mix it into...
Bubble.
A pudding. And then we'll use that pudding to baste our baked foot that we catch.
Ugh.
I feel like we're in one of Upchuck's nightmares. Upchuck, if you're still listening, let us know what you've been eating. It's been a while. I can't believe I'm asking you that.
Let us know what you've been eating so we'll no longer feel like eating.
That's right.
So if you have funny stories to share with us, then send them to feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332. Thank you very much, everyone who has nominated us for the podcast awards. The nominations are now closed, but we will find out on October 8th who has made it into the nominations. And I think we have a much better chance this year than we did last year of the nominations because of several things that we've done differently this year and ways that we've gone about it. So please watch for the voting at podcastawards.com. I believe the voting doesn't open until November, but we'll find out on this Saturday at the time of this recording, October the 8th. We'll discover who has made it into the nominations, and we would love it if you would vote for us. Even if we're not there, go over to podcastawards.com when the nominations are, well, when the voting starts, and find your favorite podcast that's listed in there.
And then vote for us anyway.
Yeah, don't vote for it. Vote for us.
Write us in.
Yeah. No, it's not like that kind of ballot system.
Okay.
So you can vote for us there, and that would help us a lot. And it would be great to see some active participation from you. And, or wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Active participation.
If you want to get...
The act of pushing a button.
If you want to get some more of our random little bits of comedy and stuff from... whatever, then check out the website, cleancomedypodcast.com. And over on the right side, there's an email sign up where you can sign up to receive emails from us and some updates and free little funny things that we might find here and there. I promise we won't spam you. It's a free email sign up.
We might.
We might send you spam. Like, hey, maybe that could be our reward.
Spam.
The spam can active. Can spam.
I just got the pun of can spam. All these years later.
And sign up for that, and we'll send you some stuff.
There it goes.
And
sorry, we're knocking. This is excellent podcasting,
you guys are
my friends.
Totally distracted
right now. We're knocking wires all over the place and fidgeting around. Because you're not being funny right now. You're telling important information that people need to hear.
It's because we're wrapping up.
All right.
We're wrapping up. Because my daddy taught me good. We're wrapping on right out of here.
Okay, this is possibly worse than wires falling off the table.
So be sure to check out
Knock it off again, quick.
Check out the other podcasts and check out our previous episodes as well and all of that stuff over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm at twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
twitter.com/jennysnook, as well as jennysnook.com.
Yeah, you can't mention your blog in here.
Why not?
Because now we all have to mention our blogs in here.
Oh, sorry.
Jeremy, did you want to mention any other site?
No.
Okay.
Not until it's caught up.
No.
I mean, this is totally time shifted, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't blog very much, by the way.
Check out the other podcasts that we have at noodle.mx, and we would be very grateful. And I would be very grateful if you consider hiring me to design podcast cover art or any kind of web design services or anything like that for you. Check out my portfolio at djosephdesign.com or email me. Any of this stuff I already share, it all goes to the same place. And that way we can work together, and you can help me eat next week, and my wife eat too.
Eating's good.
Yes. Yeah. Paying bills is good too. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you are not the only one. That's a double meaning there if you're still trying to figure that out.
I just got it.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame you, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts on Christian Movie Reviews with Critical Thinking, How to Podcast or Use Audacity, Christian Worldview, and more to come. Check it out at noodle.mx. That's noodle.mx.
You don't play the little girl saying stop anymore.
I do that randomly.
I like the little girl.
Add some ergonomy.
Dude, it's going to be so ergonomic, man.
The Ergonomic Comedy Podcast.
Now more comfortable than ever.